The standard model of reality is that everything began with a big bang, when the entire cosmos burst into existence almost 14 billion years ago. After expanding faster than light, its energy turned into matter and matter into stars and galaxies, until on Earth, and perhaps many other planets, life somehow arose. Life created consciousness, which is why we now contemplate the cosmos. But consciousness has always been a frustrating mystery. How can such an intangible thing as awareness, such as the smell of onions, arise from the insentient molecules that fashion our brains? Yet we do assume awareness arises from material, the brain tissue, even though we have no clue how this might happen. Well, this model was okay, until the quantum theory gang in the 1920s started doing experiments that showed that a person's awareness altered the results. Suddenly it seemed that consciousness was somehow intertwined with the material universe. Slowly, reality started to resemble the premises of Eastern religions, as popular books were pointing out. By this thinking, consciousness is not merely correlative with nature, but is the foundational basis of the universe, meaning awareness is eternal and never absent, which is why you're always conscious of something. What if we cannot figure out how the brain creates consciousness because it has never really done that? What if the brain's job is to filter, focus, and even limit the consciousness that is all-pervasive to make the experience appropriate for the individual organism, such as yourself as a human? If this is true, then the brain's dissolution at death in no way ends the experience of awareness. Indeed, that could be what opens the floodgates to unlimited awareness, as is experienced in mystical states. This would also explain why in lab settings, those taking psychedelics have been found to have reduced brain activity. Just a thought. We'll have to see if this model can be proven experimentally. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.